请我们翻到腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
6:4-6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉上帝。
Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
再看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Then turn back to forward to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第十七节。
17.
不住的祷告。
Pray continuously.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，求你教导我们这样祷告。
Lord, we ask you to teach us to pray thus.
让我们的祷告能够真正摸着你的心意。
That our heart may touch your heart.
让我们的祷告能够蒙你垂听。
That our prayers may be answered and listened by you.
而且是与你的心意相合的。
So that we may be harmonious with you.
我们这样的祈求祷告靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，祷告是信主的人最难学的一门功课。
Brothers and sisters, you know, prayer is one of the most difficult lessons for Christians to learn.
我们看到这个信主的人很少喜欢祷告。
Sometimes it's difficult to say that Christians do not like to pray more often.
我们很喜欢做事。
We like to do a lot of things service-wise.
但是我们避免祷告。
But one thing we are reluctantly to pray.
因为弟兄姊妹们，事实上祷告是一件很难的事情。
So, but actually, the prayer is really difficult thing to do.
那有一位作家，他是公认最了解祷告的。
Now one author who knows prayer very well.
他写过许多本关于祷告的书。
He has written many books on prayer.
他的名字叫 E.M. Bounds.
And his name is E.M. Bounds.
他曾经讲过这几句话。
He says something like this.
他说祈祷是一种使人自卑的工作。
He says prayer is a humbling work.
他低看了智力，否定了骄傲。
It abases intellect and pride.
定死了虚荣。
Crucifies vainglory.
标明了我们属灵的破产。
And signs are spiritual bankruptcy.
这一切都是血气所难以忍受的。
And all these are hard for flesh and blood to bear.
你看到吧，弟兄姊妹们，为什么祷告是困难的？
Now you can see why prayer is a difficult thing to do.
当我们真正祷告的时候，
When we actually pray,
是我们在神的面前承认我是一无所有的，我是极端的软弱，极端的败坏。
That's when you come before the Lord, confession and how wicked and utterly helpless you are.
我在世上所有的能力、所有的智慧、所有的地位，通通都要放在一边。
And that's when you surrender all your intellect, pride, and all the glory, vain glory, and put aside.
弟兄姊妹们，这一件事情是与我们的天性相违背的。
And to do something like this is against our nature.
当我们做事的时候，我们常常是炫耀自己的。
But on the other hand, when we do service, we kind of broadcast our gifts.
对不对？我们上来领会，人家都看得到。
Like when you come up to lead the meeting and preaching, everybody can see you.
当我在教主日学，大家都知道我在带领，我在教导。
Of course, when you teach Sunday school teaching, everybody knows that you are teaching and doing the work.
当我在诗班上，人家听到我的那种美好的歌喉。
So when you sing in a choir, people know you are a good singer and you have gifted voice.
可是在祷告的时候，这些都要放在旁边。
But when you come to prayer, you have to lay aside all those things.
你在神的面前就是一个一无所有的极端的穷乏的一个人。
And you come to the cross, come to the Lord, say you have nothing, and you have a bare hand that come before the Lord.
假如你不是这样子的心态，你没有真正的祷告。
And if you do not come with that kind of a disposition, and then you are not coming to real prayer.
因此上，我们不大愿意祷告。
And that's why we do not like to pray more.
所以在教会里头，祷告会的人数是最少的。
And that's why in many churches, prayer meeting has very few members.
所有的教会都在夸耀我们主日崇拜有多少人。
A lot of times, people want to broadcast their number of worshiping people.
你听不到有一个教会讲我们的祷告会有多少人。
And very few times in which people boast about their number in prayer meetings.
许多几百人、上千人的教会祷告会。一二十个人，三五十个人，那是最多了。
Some big churches with thousands of people, and they only have 10 to 20 the most who come to prayer meetings.
因此上，我们的个人侍奉没有能力。
And that's why our individual efforts in terms doing the work of God is effortless.
整个的教会也软弱。
And that's why our churches are weak.
弟兄姊妹们，今天的教会极端的需要祷告。
That's why today's churches extremely need the lesson of prayer.
我们花太多的时间在计划，在做事。
We spend a lot of time in planning and doing the work of church.
很少跪在神的面前祷告。
And seldom do we kneel before the Lord at prayer.
因此上，外表看起来教会是轰轰烈烈的，好像大有声色的。
And sometimes externally, churches show glorious gains and growth.
但是从属灵的实际上来看，极端的贫穷，几乎一无所有。
And then in terms of a spiritual gift, spiritual temperature, and it is very weak indeed.
祷告是什么，弟兄姊妹们？
So what is prayer?
那常常我们有人把祷告看得太严重。
And often we see a prayer as something very stern, very strict.
所以你跟一个刚刚信主的人讲，你要他来参加祷告会，他说我怎么会祷告？我不能够祷告的。
So when you talk to a newborn Christian, you ask him to come to church at the prayer meeting. They say, No, I cannot go. I don't know how to pray.
他以为一祷告就要像那个带领聚会的人祷告的，好像迟早什么很美、很通顺。
And most of people have a misunderstanding that when you come to prayer, you have to have a very skilled language and eloquency in words and the phrases.
其实人家告诉我们，祷告就是与神交谈。
Actually, prayer is talking to God.
我们不要写出一篇祷告词来，然后来祷告。
We do not need to write a prayer ahead of time, then come there and read.
写一篇美丽的祷告是祷告给人听的。
Because when you write out a prayer, you are writing to your people.
神不喜欢这种祷告。
And God do not enjoy this kind of prayer.
神更喜欢听你从内心发出来的祷告。
What God wants to listen is from the bottom of your heart, praying and talking to Him.
你讲什么不顶重要。
Whatever you say may not that important.
你的口才如何？不重要。
It's not that important. You have a very beautiful tongue and eloquency of words.
最重要是你的态度。
But rather, most important is your attitude.
祷告，我们常常觉得就是到神的面前来求一些事情。
So often we think of prayer is coming to God and request certain things.
所以常常听到人讲，要祷告什么嘛？这个我也没有什么事情，我一切都满意，何必祷告？
And most people give excuses. Why do I need to pray for everything going well for me?
我也不愁吃，也不愁穿，身体也健康，儿女都听话，祷告什么？
All I have is eat and drink, and our children are well. We have everything covered for. What else do we need to pray for?
今天在教会里头有不少人有这样子的心态。
And don't get me wrong, a lot of Christians have this kind of attitude.
可是弟兄们，祷告的内容并不是只是到神的面前来求这求那。
But actually, coming to prayer meeting is not just requesting God for this and that.
祷告的内容是多方面的。
But the content of prayer is many-folded.
那么最主要的有五方面。
And there are five important aspects.
第一方面就是赞美。
One is praise.
啊，我们到神的面前来，需要学习从心里面对神来赞美。
When we come before God, we must learn from our hearts to praise and thank God.
真正晓得祷告的人，是多多的赞美神。
Those who really know how to pray is the person who praise God the most.
那些很不懂得祷告的人，一到了神面，神啊，给我这个，给我那个，我的肚子疼，那个人的头疼啊，请你医治。这叫是很幼稚的祷告。
Now more on the elementary level of prayer is the one who comes before the Lord and asks for this, that, healing this, healing that, and wanting this.
真正知道祷告的人是要先赞美神。
But those who really know how to pray is the first come to praise God.
然后感谢神。
Then you thank God.
不要为没有的来求，要为已经有的来谢谢他。
Do not want for things you don't have, but thank God for the things you already have.
然后第三，我们在神的面前要认罪。
And third of all, you must confess before God.
当我们接近这个圣洁的神的时候，我们就看到自己的罪污，我们要在神的面前求主来饶恕。
Because when you come before a holy God, you realize how sinful, rich man you are. You want to cleanse yourself before the Lord.
认罪的意思，弟兄姊妹们，就是我们承认神所称为罪的，我们也称为罪。
And confession before God is to acknowledge whatever God calls sin is sin, and therefore we are sinners before Him.
许多时候，神说这是罪的，我们不承认是罪。
Because often we deny whatever is sin before God.
当我们说神啊，你说的这个就是我所犯的，对不起，是我犯的，这个叫做认罪。
And real confession is sin of our life is that when we come to God and acknowledge this.That whatever you call sin, Lord, that is sin because I have committed that.
第四方面就是我们的祈求。
And fourth of all is petition.
这个祷告是一般性的一种说法。
And of course, prayer is a kind of a generic term for coming to God.
祈求才是一件一件的到神的面前来求。
And petition prayer is a singular and also a detailed wanting from God.
所以我们常常在圣经里头读到祷告祈求，它是两件事。
And when it comes to the Bible, it says prayer and supplication or petition, there are two things, two different things.
然后第五方面，弟兄姊妹们，叫做代求代祷。
And the fifth is request.
Intercession.
Intercession prayer.
可见的弟兄姊妹们，我们到神的面前来，有许许多多可以祷告的内容。
Of course, when come to prayer, we have many, many things we want to pray for.
我常常听到人到神的面前祷告，三句话就没有了。
A lot of times we hear prayer from brothers and sisters after three sentences, they're out.
主啊，保佑我身体。
Lord, help me my body.
保佑我的工作。
And also keep my job.
保佑我家里的人都平安。
And I help my family to be go through safely.
那其他还有什么好求的呢？
And there's almost nothing else to ask for.
让我们不要忘记，还有许许多多值得我们该祷告的事情。
But don't forget there are many, many other items, many other things that deserves our prayer.
祷告被称作属灵的复习。
And actually, you know, prayer is a spiritual exercise, spiritual breathing exercise.
这个祷告是跟我们的灵命息息相关的。
This prayer is has a very close relationship with our spiritual life.
许多人的灵命那样死死的没有生气，是因为他不祷告。
A lot of people have a spiritual dryness and backwardness because they are lack of prayer.
你想想看，一个人假如说是不复习，他能活多久
？Just imagine how a person who do not breathe. How long can they last?
所以你就知道今天在教会里头有多少人他是从来不复习的。
And you can think of the spiritual terms. Many people do not breathe spiritually through prayer.
不复习的人是什么人呢？
And what kind of people who do not breathe?
你们自己去想啊。
And we can know the conclusion by itself.
祷告是信徒能力的源头。
Now prayer is something that is a privilege. It's a special privilege for Christians.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就常常看到有神迹奇事跟着。
Because whenever we pray honestly and confessionally, we see signs and wonders following.
一个有生命力、一个充满了神迹奇事的教会，一定是一个祷告的教会。
A life of prayer and a life a church with signs and wonders is a church that prays.
一个不祷告的教会就不可能有神迹奇事发生。
And on the other hand, a church do not pray, we do not expect signs and wonders, miracles are happening.
在那样子的教会里的都是人的工作。
And in that kind of church, it's all human-made kind of church.
看不到神的手，神的痕迹。
You do not see God's handiwork, God's miracle hand in that church.
我们看马可福音第九章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 9.
Mark 福音第九章二十八节二十九节。
9:28-29.
这里讲到啊，有一个人被一个巫鬼，有一个孩子被巫鬼附了。
Here talk about a child was possessed by demon.
那么他的父亲来求耶稣。来这个释放他。
The father came to Jesus, wanted Jesus to liberate the child.
那么这个耶稣就这个把这个鬼给赶出去了。
And of course Jesus cast all these demons out.
而这个鬼啊，在主耶稣没有赶他之前，他的门徒们也试着要赶他。
But before Jesus cast out, his disciples tried to cast them out.
他赶来赶去赶不走。
And but they couldn't do it.
那么主耶稣把这个鬼赶走了之后，门徒就来问他。
After Jesus did his exorcism, and then the disciples came to ask.
那么这二十八节就在说，耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？”耶稣说：“非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。”
And when they had entered the house, the disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? He said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer.
除非你祷告，你就看不到神的大能。
Unless you pray, you cannot see the great handiwork of God.
那祷告也是神恩典给我们的一个道路。
Now prayer is God's grace for us. It's one of the ways, channels we can enjoy His grace.
常常我们觉得，哎，为什么那个人神常常给他恩典，怎么我得不到神的恩典
？And we often ask, how come that brother or sister has many graces God in him and her, yet I do not have those things?
有一个可能就是他祷告，你不祷告。
The truth could be that they pray more than you.
约翰福音十四章这里告诉我们。
John 14.
十四章十四节。
14:14.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
你要得神的恩典吗？你就要祷告。
You want to receive God's grace more? You have to pray more.
下面。祷告是我们信心的一个实践。
No, prayer is kind of a test of our faith.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let us say, let's see, Matthew.
第六章。
Six.
第八节。
Eight. Matthew 6:8.
这是主耶稣基督的登山宝训，他这样子讲，他说你们不可效法他们，就是那些在路上祷告的人，他说因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的你们的父早已知道了。 6:8.
Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常听到人讲，哎，为什么我要祷告？
And again, people ask, why do you have to pray?
我还没有祷告，他应该已经知道我要什么。
And according to this, he says, he knows what I'm going to ask for anyway.
既然他已经知道了，他给我就好了，还要我来求做什么呢？
And since he knows what I'm going to ask, why don't he just give, and then why do I need to ask?
所以今天许多人不要祷告，说，哎，我要祷告什么？他是神，他应该知道我要什么。
And then people make excuses to say that he is God. He knows what I want. Why should I pray more?
所以今天许多人不祷告是这个原因。
And some people pray because of this.
他已经知道了，我再去这个麻烦他，这个不是让他生气吗？
And the reason that he knows everything, why should I bother even to ask? Because that would be a kind of a nuisance to God.
因为他这个人不愿意人家麻烦他的。
Because they feel that God does not want to be disturbed.
所以他也不想去麻烦神。
So therefore, the person do not want to trouble God with all his troubles.
这个听起来是很这个顾及到神的繁忙啊，这个人好像也很爱神。
It seems that this person loves God and wants to calm himself.
而且这个人也很了解神。
And this person seems to know God.
可是弟兄姊妹们，这是完全不了解神。
But this kind of attitude is completely a misunderstanding of God.
为什么神要我们祷告？
Why is it God wants us to pray?
神当然知道我们的需要。
Of course he knows our needs.
神知道我们心里面的意念，许多时候我们还没有想，他就知道了。
God knows our hearts and minds even before we think of them.
既然如此，为什么他还要我们祷告呢？
And since that is true, why is it that he wants us to pray continuously?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请记得，神要我们祷告，是要我们对他说：“神啊，我相信你，我信靠你，我完全依靠你。”
God wants us to pray is that because God wants to say we love you, we trust you, we believe in you.
因此上，我们要在神的面前讲，神啊，求你保守我的安全。
And that's why we pray before the Lord, Lord, keep me in safety.
有些人骄傲到一个程度，哎呀，我这么重要，神这么爱我，我不要祷告，他当然会保守我的。
And a lot of people proudly says, I'm so important, God loves me, why do I need to pray after all?
听起来很属灵。
It seems spiritual at first.
但是在信心上是有问题的。
But in actuality, the faith, the person's faith is in question.
当我们到神的面前来，说是神啊，求你赐给我的饭食，求你赐给我今天所需要的。
But when we come to God, we need to come to Him and ask Him for that particular meal and ask for a particular need of the day.
我是在告诉神，神啊，我相信凡我所有的都是你供应的。
And I say to the Lord that all that I have, all that I need is come from you and you will provide it.
当我有需要的时候，我就要到你的面前来。
And this person will say, when I have that need, I will come before you and wanting for that need.
而且我相信你爱我，当我向你求的时候，你必定给我。
And that I know you love me, that when and if I ask, I believe that you will give, provide for me.
弟兄姊妹们，这是祷告的意义。
And that kind of prayer is a real meaning of a prayer.
所以我们到神的面前来，不是求这求那，而是我们对神讲，我相信你会供应。
And when we come to prayer, it's not just wanting this thing for God, but rather praying, thanking God that He can provide those needs.
因此上，我们不要等到有问题才到神的面前来祷告。
So that's why we do not wait until we have many problems and then pray.
那今天我们不是是。这不是碰到一些我们不能够解决的问题，我们不愿意祷告。
It's not that we come to God with a helpless and then we pray.
这是不对的。
And that is not correct.
刚才我们读的那两节圣经，弟兄姊妹们，你们还记不记得？
Remember those two passages we read earlier?
腓立比书第四章，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Philippians 4 and 1 Thessalonians 5.
一个告诉我们凡事要祷告。
First tell us that in everything in prayer.
另外一处告诉我们不住的祷告。
And then the First Thessalonians says pray continuously.
这就告诉我们有要求也要祷告，没有要求还是应该祷告。
So from these two passages, he tells us whether we have needs or not, we ought to pray continuously.
随时随地都要祷告。
In everything, give prayer and thanksgiving.
赞美他，感谢他，带人家来求，认罪。
In praising and thanking him and bringing people to him and for confession.
那我们该祷告的太多。
So in that way, there are many things to be prayed.
那么下面很快我要提出几件有关祷告的注意的事项。
Now I'd like to point out quickly a few items of we ought to watch out for in prayer.
第一，在祷告的时候，我们必须要有信心。
First, when we come to pray, we must have the faith.
弟兄姊妹们，假如我们不信神，祷告做什么
？If you do not believe in God, there's no point of praying.
你到神的面前来求，你都不相信他会听你的祷告，你求他做什么？
Because if you do not believe in God, when you come to Him prayer, why you bother to pray after all?
那么今天这个我们祷告的时候，神啊，我的这个父亲有病，但是我心里头有个问号，不知道他会不会听。
And let's say if you come to pray and he says, Lord, I have a father who is ill.But I don't know whether you can listen to that prayer or not.
弟兄姊妹们，这样子的祷告，神不会听。
Well, if you pray like that, God will not hear.
当你到神的面前来求的时候，你就要相信神一定会听你祷告。
Because of
one 一件事情，再不祷告第二次。
And a lot of times we hear people to pray for one thing, yet they do not repeat their prayers.
假如我们真正关心那个人，关心那件事情，我们要在主的面前不断的为这件事情祷告。
For this lesson, Bible tells is that when we bring certain things to the Lord, we must continuously bring the issue back and back before the Lord.
当我们到神的面前来求，我们自己都不看重这件事情，神绝对不会听。
If we do not aim at a very important thing, to repeat those prayers again and again.God will not put that into His priority either.
假如这件事情对我们是真正的重要啊，有好像有生死的啊这样子的这个分量，那我们的祷告会蒙神垂听。
And if we bring things that are important enough, we ought to bring before God again and again. Then God will think that is important too.
第四点很重要的就是我们的祷告。不可以违背神明显的旨意。
And the fourth of all is that when we pray to God, we cannot pray against His own will.
No, His obvious will.
His obvious perfect will.
因为许许多多的事情，圣经呢已经告诉我们，神要我们这样子做，我们就不应该说是在神的面前求他违背他自己的意思。
So in other words, we cannot request.Think something that is contrary to God's perfect will.
约翰一书五章十四节是一节很重要的圣经。
John 5:14.
First John 5:14
is a very important passage for this lesson.
我们常常听到人讲，耶稣不是说吗？你只要奉我的名求什么，我就一定成就。
Because many people say, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
那我们刚才读的约翰福音十四章十四节是不是？
Because we read in John 14:14.
但是我们不可以断章取义来解释神的话。
But we cannot bring teach a Bible out of the context.
因为什么？还有许许多多其他关于祷告的经教训，我们要放在一起来看。
And we must see the lesson of scripture on prayer totally.
这里就告诉我们啊一个很好的教训。
Here has an important lesson for us.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And this is the confidence which we must have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
你看弟兄姊妹们。不但是我们到他的面前来求， 我们到他面前来要按照他的心意来求。
So not only we are to petition according to him, but also petition according to his will.
假如你已经知道神不要你做这件事情，你到神的面前来说，神啊，求你特别通融，让我这样子做，这个在神是办不到的。
So if you know ahead of time, you know that God will not permit you to do certain things and yet ask for it, then you know for sure that God will not bless those things.
我们看《生命记》第三章，《旧约生命记》第三章。
In the Old Testament,
Deuteronomy,
chapter
3. Chapter 3. 生命记第三章，二十三节到二十七节，二十三到二十七。
Deuteronomy 3:23-27.
这是摩西对以色列人讲的话。
And this is Moses spoken to the children of Israel.
那时我恳求耶和华说，主耶和华，你已将你的大力大能显给仆人看，在天上在地下有什么神能向你行事，向你有大能的作为呢？你看。这个是赞美啊
！This is praise.
然后二十五节，求你容我过去看约旦河那边的美地，就是那加美的山地和利巴嫩。但耶和华因你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我，对我说：罢了，你不要再向我再提这事。你且上卑士加山顶去，向东西南北举目观望，因为你必不能过这约旦河，你却要嘱咐约书亚，勉励他，使他壮胆，因为他必在这百姓前面过去，使他们承受你所要观看之地。我们都知道，摩西因为在旷野里头用杖击打磐石。
There's a background of the story is that because of Moses hit the rock in the desert for water to flow,
神不喜欢他这样子的行动。
Because he hit more than once, and God was not pleased for his action.
因为他在以色列人的面前不尊重神。
Because he despised God before the children of Israel through that action.
神说，因为你对我这样子的态度，你就不能够带领以色列人过约旦河。
And because of a disobedient action, and then God said to Moses, "You cannot enter in the land of Canaan."
当摩西写《生命记》的时候，是他领了以色列人到了约旦河的边上。
And when Deuteronomy was written, Moses and the children of Israel were at the brink of the Jordan River before crossing.
弟兄姊妹们，摩西一辈子就有一个渴望，能够有一天看到神所应许他祖宗的那个牛奶与蜜的地方。
Because after all, the Moses' dream was one day he can lead the children of Israel into the promised land of milk and honey.
四十年，他在旷野里头辛辛苦苦地带了这一批人，终于到了约旦河边。
So for 40 years, he and the children of Israel were sojourners in the desert and trying to reach that land.
各对河就是神所应许的，他日夜思念的那一块地方。
Because they were right after the bank of the Jordan River, before the crossing over, as a promised land.
他说：“主啊，求你让我过去看看吧。”
And he begged Jesus, the Lord, the God says, "Lord, please let me beg you to let me cross the land."
他知道神已经对他讲了，你不能过去。
And he knew that God would not allow him to cross.
他现在要来求。
Now he wanted to request, beg God to let him in.
神说罢了，你不要再提了。
And God says, forget it, don't mention it again.
所以，当我们知道神不许可我们做的事情，我们就不要去求。
So again, if we know ahead of time that things cannot, God will not want us to do against His will, then we should not request at all.
神在圣经上告诉我们，在哥林多后书告诉我们，信与不信的不能够同负一轭。
Such as the Second Corinthians tell us that the believers and non-believers should not be married.
不一定是结婚啊，一同做生意啊，这个凡是有一种契约的关系的，这种往来都是违反这句话的规定。
In other words, not only marriage, but everything that contracts business against God's wish is concluded in the passage.
结婚的事情当然更不可以。
Of course, we should not even mention about marrying a non-Christian.
也许我们有人说, 神啊, 虽然他是不信, 但是我知道他会信的。
And some people excuse us, Lord, even though he's not a believer now, maybe I know he will leave. He or she will believe later on.
假如你要他信, 他非信不可。
If you allow him to, them to believe, they will believe.
那你爱我, 我爱他, 那这你当然, 啊, 这件事情, 这个你不会拦阻的。
Since you love me, I love him, and then of course he will allow this thing happen.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个叫做明明知道神的心意, 还要去违背。
And to do that is deliberately, willfully going against God's will.
我可以很慎重地跟你们讲, 神绝对不听这种祷告。
And I will tell you for sure that God will never listen to that kind of prayer.
你若是违反神的心意, 你就准备接受。 那个那件事情的后果。
And if we want to go against God's will and His heart, we must pay the consequences of that sin.
你就不要到将来说神啊，我对你祷告的，我求了你的啊，我以为你答应了的，怎么现在你又让我有这样子痛苦的遭遇啊？
So don't expect come to God and say, why would you allow me to suffer on account of this?
神明显的旨意，我们不可以违背。
God's clear will, we dare not to disobey.
你再情辞迫切的祷告也没有用。
No matter how willfully and how prayerfully you are at that moment.
你在神的面前再大的贡献, 神也不会听。
And no matter how much you contribute and offering yourself to God, God will not answer to that prayer.
第五个就是当我们祷告的时候, 我们必须 不能够有还没有认的罪。
And hopefully, when we pray, we should not have unforgiven sins.
许多时候，我说，哎，我祷告来祷告去， 神都不听。
And some people say, I pray this and that, and many times, yet God do not answer prayers.
罪人的祷告达不到神的耳朵。
The Bible tells us, if I have sinned in my heart, you will not listen to my prayers.
你若是 要让你的祷告蒙神的垂听, 你必须要解决你罪的问题。
If you want to have your prayer lesson, first, of course, you must confess your sins and then also have your sins cleansed and dealt with.
以赛亚书59章,
Isaiah 59,
这句话很宝贵, 弟兄姊妹们, 永远记在心里的。 以赛亚书59章, 第一节跟第二节,
Isaiah 59:1-2. Your sins have separated you from God, and He will not listen to you.
为什么 我们的祷告神不垂听。
Why is it our prayers are not answered?
我们的罪隔离了我们跟神的关系。
Because our sin have blocked out that communication between God and us.
所以当我们接近神的时候, 我们先要解决那个罪的问题。
So whenever we want to come to God, we must have that sin taken care of.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 亲近神 不是一件简单的事情。
So brothers and sisters, drawing you to God is not a very easy thing to do.
我们以为主啊, 就亲近神了。
So we think that we open our hearts and the mouth is Lord, then you think you can reach God.
不错, 神给了我们这个特权。
Of course, God gave us a privilege and honor.
我们可以靠着主耶稣基督的宝血, 坦然无惧地到他的面前来。
We can come to the throne of God through the blessing of Lord Jesus Christ without fear and trembling.
但是我们的罪若什么有对付，若什么有认，主耶稣基督的宝血对我们什么有功效的？
So unless our sins are taken care or forgiven, the Lord Jesus Christ and His blood cannot help us.
只有当我们在神的面前承认我是个罪人，我做了这件得罪神的事情。
Only when we confess our sins before God, our Heavenly Father, then He will listen.
然后 耶稣基督的宝血才洁净我们。
Then and only then, the Lord Jesus Christ and His blood can cleanse our sins and then block that stumbling block away.
然后我们坦然无惧的到神的施恩宝座面前来。
Then we can come to the throne of grace of God without fear and trembling.
然后我们的祷告能够达到神的耳朵。
Then finally, our prayers can reach to hear the ears of God.
然后神要向我们施行拯救。
And after that, God can perform miracles in saving us.
多宝贵的话！耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，他的耳朵并非发沉不能听见。神是随时随地都愿意听我们的祷告。
Because God wants to hear our prayers anytime.
随时随地都愿意向我们施行拯救。
And He wants to save us according to Him.
可是当我们有罪的时候，他听不见，他看不见，他不要听，他不要看。
But whenever we have sinned, He cannot see, He cannot hear our prayers.
因为时间的关系，弟兄姊妹们，我下面还有一些很重要的。我想就到下一次再跟弟兄姊妹们继续来这个讲。
Because of time, we do not have time to go over the other details. Perhaps we can delay to another time.
因为下面有许多很重要的，我要跟弟兄姊妹们分享。
And there are many other important things I want to share with you.
祷告是一个极大的题目。
And prayer is a big thing.
假如我们不懂什么叫祷告，我们就不会祷告。
Unless we know what is prayer, we do not how to pray.
会祷告还不是挺重要的。
And to know how to pray is not that important.
最重要的是祷告。
The important thing is prayer itself.
今天许许多多人不懂得祷告。
A lot of people do not understand what is prayer.
因此上他不祷告。
And therefore they do not pray.
那有些人懂得祷告，他也不要祷告。
Some people understand what is prayer, but they still do not pray.
这是一件很痛心的事情。
And this is a very heartening situation.
弟兄姊妹们，我为什么要讲这个题目？
Why do I speak on this subject?
因为祷告对于一个信徒太重要。
And because it is a prayer to a Christian, it's very important.
我们可以不讲道，可以不教主日学，但是我们不能不祷告。
You cannot, you know, do not need to teach Sunday school or pray or preach, but you cannot do without prayer.
等到我们真正的祷告，然后我们才知道真正的侍奉。
And only when you begin to pray, then you know what it means to serve.
今天侍奉的人多，祷告的人太少。
Sometimes when many people want to serve, but very few wants to pray.
因此上，真正侍奉的就太少。
So therefore, really, those who serve are limited in number.
求神光照我。
May God shine upon us.
我们下次再继续一同来思想这个题目。
Next time, we want to perhaps go into this theme even more deeper.